Bugs often get a bad rap, but as we learned in our last report, there are many insects that are beneficial for society, producing everyday items such as honey, silk, and dyes, among many others. And Dr. Sunny Ramaswamy, administrator for the National Institute of Food and Agriculture, says there is yet another classification of beneficial insects, those that are natural predators to pest insects and weeds, such as wasps that take over the reproductive abilities of destructive pests.
They'll drill their eggs into the eggs of pest insects, like your corn earworm, like your Colorado potato beetle eggs and things like that. Or they might go and deposit their eggs in the caterpillar stage, like your tomato hornworm and corn earworm and tobacco budworm and things like that. In the caterpillar stage, they're subjected to being affected by these natural enemy wasps.
Ramaswamy notes that sometimes beneficials are even brought in from other countries to battle invasives that are their natural enemy. However, he adds that process includes strict quarantine and years of study.
They go through many, many years of testing. So you just can't bring it in and say, okay, I got to figure out, I'm going to go ahead and release it. You got to run through this unbelievable level of testing to make sure that they, in turn, don't start destroying your native species. Because we have a lot of native species that could potentially fall prey to these natural enemies as well.
So whether it's through the production of food and household items or fighting damaging pests, beneficial insects play an important role in our daily lives. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.